Recovery 101, yeah, with your hosts Bruce, Shelley, and Mark. They want to talk with you, joke with you, and tell you the facts. They want to see you in recovery, working those steps. So when you're through, they want to chat with you. Put down the jack in the crack and take a step on back and go to a meeting and keep coming back. And then tune to recovery101.net. And when you're through, they want to joke with you.
Thank you to Courtney for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLACRRRMMDRAHAFAIRCMACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACGACG
Okay.
A plethora alphabet soup of recovery.
We don't speak for any of them. We don't speak for any Anons either, except
on and on and on. Yeah.
Yeah, we speak for them. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always with
Shelly
and Mark.
Sweet.
Dude. Sweet.
So, Shelly, how was your day today?
I don't know. I'm still second air.
How did singing in the choir go on Palm Sunday?
We don't want to discuss that.
Better than singing in the rain?
No. Well, I woke up having a bad...
singing in the rain.
You have to wait for Bruce to stop singing.
I did.
No, I woke up in a bad with a bad RA flare day, and I could barely walk, and... I told my son, he came over earlier, and I told Connor, he asked me how I was doing. I said, well, I got up this morning, and I staggered out to the computer with my coffee, and I said to God, God, I know it's Palm Sunday, and I should be saying, but fuck that shit. Oh, I'm not supposed to. Oops. Well, the cat's out of the bag now. I said the F word.
Uses of the word fuck.
And I did not get struck by lightning, fuck. So I think God's okay with it.
Well, and it's the internet, so.
That's true.
God, okay. God created it, didn't he?
Well, him and Al Gore.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Walter Kleinrock, actually.
Okay. And Higginbotham. Higginbotham. He invented Pong.
Okay. So anyway, so you tell God, God, I'm not going to be at
Yeah, and
at
I'm not
Palm
dead yet,
Sunday,
so
and
it's
God
all good.
Struck you down with a tremendous flare-up of...
No, I already had that. But it's all good because I'm still alive. How was your day, Mark?
Day ain't over. Ooh. How was your day, Mark?
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
Got up, went to Brandon's for breakfast, worked on the computer for a while, went over to my sister's, made dinner, came here.
Brought cigars. Hoyo de Nicaragua, Antonio. Hey, I sent a thing to Ipe Carrillo.
Yeah.
And I went to their website, and I said, you know.
He played it.
I said, I have this little cigar thing in our studio.
Uh-huh.
That we record our radio show in,
uh-huh.
And our radio show that's had 9 million downloads.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you know, I'd sure love to have some Ipe Carrillo swag to put in here. And they said, oh, yeah, we'll send you some. So I will get that in, and I will have it framed Linco Picture Framing, San Dimas, California, the greatest picture framers on the planet, and they didn't pay me to say that.
Did you send them your address?
I haven't done anything yet.
Oh, whoops.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm going to make it like we're like a real thing, and
we
no
are a real
looks
thing.
At stuff over the weekend, and the office will see it on Monday.
We are a real thing.
Yeah, well,
we're
no.
sort of real.
Like Coke.
It's the real thing.
Now I have a Queen song in my head.
Now I do Coke 12 ounces at a time, baby. I'm like what's
that
his name?
That a boy.
Who's Tiger Blood? What's his name?
Charlie Sheen.
Yeah. He's got nothing on me. Yeah. You know, I always thought that was funny when Charlie Sheen is like, you know, we roll, the way we roll is we do like 7 gram rocks. And I'm thinking, I've been in a lot of meetings where that really wouldn't impress a lot of people. I'm like, 7 grams, dude, that's a quarter ounce. I'm like, my friend Tom and I did a half an ounce one time, just him and I, and I'm sure lots of people have done stuff like that. I'm not saying it's a little bit. I mean, it's a chunk, but it's not like... Like I would think a Charlie Sheen chunk would be.
Clearly,
it's like if you took
you think of Scarface, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, I'm thinking face in a giant pile, which is like more like a half a pound.
No romancing.
I'm not romancing.
It could be a trigger for somebody, you never know.
They were going anyway.
Well, that's...
How was your day, Bruce?
My day was fantastic. I woke up at like 2 p.m.
I tried to get you up at noon, and at 1.
Well, you know what happened.
What happened, Yogi?
King Entertainment.
Did you say
happened.
Yogi?
Yeah.
Hey, boo-boo. Let's go get some picnic baskets.
Did you mean Barra or Bear?
He meant Barra, but I'm thinking Mr. Ranger, sir.
That's where I was
They
going.
Released new Candy Crush Saga levels, the Candy Crush Soda Saga levels last night, or the other day. So.
Oh, you were up all night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Till like 5-something.
I beat them all, but, you know.
Candy Crush Intervention.
I you know what?
Next on.
I quit regular Candy Crush at 1,000 levels.
I know.
I think I need to.
That's not obsessive,
I should
by
probably
the way.
Quit this one at 1,000 levels,
That's
too.
Not obsessive at all.
The real thing is, I'm not that far off it. I'm not. So I got up late, went to the store, went up to our favorite coffee place, Cafe X2O in Glendora. That's a shout out to them. They didn't pay me either.
They should.
They should.
You paid them plenty.
Then came back here to record. So it's all good.
Right.
So you know what that means.
What does that mean, Bruce?
That means it's time for the boozy news. And the news not fit for booze. We have Peanut Gallery in there.
Yes, we
do. They're shocked at the Foley skills we have.
Now, our Peanut Gallery actually may be too young to remember what the teletype sounds like. Of course, he's an old soul, so maybe.
He's got it. You know what Walter Cronkite is? Yeah, okay. So,
you can talk. There's not like the red
sound. No one will hear it, though, but you can talk. Matter of fact, he's been talking the entire time. You just can't hear him.
He's screaming in his head.
Did you introduce him, by the way?
Sonny.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Is it okay to say your first name? Okay, good. This is kind of surreal. All right. We have shout-outs to Monty, Dakota, Dan, Stryker, Georgette, Alexandria, Jack, Sally, Fran, Elizabeth, Bill, Lee, and Joey.
No Ruby?
No Ruby this week. I'm thinking maybe Ruby was my mother. I really think so, maybe. Ruby, if you're not my mother... Please send us an email so that we can find out who you are.
Think Katie's going to make it back to the program someday?
I don't know.
Yes.
And Ruby, don't take your love to town.
You had to do that because now the first thing that goes through my head, you painted up your lips and roll and curl your tinted hair.
Interestingly enough, Ruby, don't take your love to town is the only line of that song I know. You know why? Because it's just not a great song.
I remember seeing something about Katie. I have her on my Facebook friends list. I know she's around. I saw her post something the other day, but I didn't click on. I'll have to find out how she's doing.
And you know, Mark, who's not Facebook friendly, is looking at you like, what the F does that mean?
I know what it means.
Mark's one of those people, like, at his house, he's got a bunch of pictures up on his wall.
I do.
And then one of his friends come over, he goes, I'm defriending you, and he starts taking pictures down
That's
off the
right.
wall.
You bet.
You can't do that. Oh, yes, I can.
It's not how this works.
All right. Let's see.
Great ad.
Yep.
First story. Oh, this story is actually, it's a very long story, but I'm not going to do the whole story. I'm going to give you the gist of it. Delray Beach.
Florida.
Thank you.
Florida.
There is a trend that is getting ever larger in the recovery community, specifically to...
Getting loaded?
No.
Oh.
That's
checking.
That's not a trend. That's the raison d'etre. Especially with recovery facilities, and it's because of the way the law changed after the ACA went through and the way treatment for recovery problems are paid for because it's you can get, you know, insurance companies now have to, by law, pay out a lot more than they used to for certain things, and addiction is one of addiction treatment is one of them. There's kind of, it's almost a new job in the recovery community. They're called body brokers. Are we having issues?
We are, but it's all good.
It's all good. We got this handled.
It's almost a job. They're called body brokers or junkie hunters. People that are paid.
Junkie hunters.
Dog the junkie hunter.
Yes. People that are paid by recovery facilities to go out into the streets, basically, and find people.
Oh, you know what it's going to be
next?
That
ain't hard to do.
You know what it's going to be next? recovery companies that are paying guys to go out there and be dealers and then coughing up the names of the people they're dealing to so that we could go put them in recovery.
Yeah, that's part of the story.
No shit.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes the recovery facilities, they'll spin dry these people, and then the body hunter will give them money to go get loaded so they'll test dirty and can come back in and they can do the insurance shuffle all over again.
Wow.
Yes. This is not a good thing, and it's
Wasn't
spreading.
Wasn't it easier to just say no? I mean, God. I know just say no didn't really work that well because no one's really going to say it.
Worked for me.
Well, actually, now that I think about it, when I did finally say no, yeah, it worked pretty well for me, too.
So, and the thing is that this isn't actually illegal. So.
Well, because you're not buying the drugs for them, so.
No.
And you know what? If someone's just been spin drying, I went to this place called Impact House in Pasadena. Impact House is a recovery facility that kind of is like it sounds like it would be. It's Impact House. And they would have Black Monday, and that was the day that people got terminated, usually.
Uh-huh.
There would always be plenty of guys out there on Black Monday with cars willing to give you a ride down the street if you needed one to go cash your check that you have with the money you got distributed from whatever benefits you were getting you were in there.
Yeah.
And they would take you down the street and cash your check and be more than happy to take you over to the dealer's house.
Yeah.
So at any rate, the FBI...
It was Uber before Uber.
Yeah.
The FBI allocated almost $1 billion last year to look into this in Florida because that's where it started. That's a lot of money.
Wait, so $1 billion later, what did they find out? Yes, it's going on.
It's going on, and because the fraud department basically of the FBI is looking into this, they only managed to close two facilities in the entire state.
Are these the same people looking into Hillary
Clinton's
emails?
Because what they're doing isn't illegal.
Well, and let me ask you this question. So they spent $1 billion on checking on this.
Right.
And all you did was give me like 5 sentences. And I said, oh, they're going to be doing such and such. And you go, yeah, that's part of the story. So I would have done that for $50,000.
Thank you, Inspector Gadget.
I could have saved the country, you know, almost $1 billion, $950 million. No, actually.
That's a blip on the screen, dude.
$999,950,000.
Well, so it's this practice is spreading. It's starting to crop up in California and Maine, of all places. Maine apparently has quite a huge recovery community.
Well,
because there's not a lot to do in Maine. I don't know.
Shouldn't we open our own recovery house then?
We've been talking about that for years.
This is going to be one of those things where suddenly it's going to be, you know, like for a long time it was, oh, I'm gonna be an alcohol and drug counselor. Like every single person
Everybody.
Ran into
They're
the
still that way.
Is over at Mount Sac College taking classes in drug and alcohol recovery. Now it's going to be like, dude, I'm going to go work as a junkie hunter.
Or a body broker. They're also called that.
Or body broker. Either way, it seems like it'd be a pretty easy job that most dope fiends would be good at anyway. Because I guarantee Mark or I or even you, the pure... I know you don't like that word. The alcoholic that you are.
A gutter drunk.
I can walk into a bar. I can find all the dope fiends in that bar in about 5 minutes.
And in Florida, at least, body brokering can pay up to a $1,500 a head. So if you get three junkies in a day, that's a lot of money.
Dude.
I could retire.
What are we waiting for?
I could just go down to the local Alano Club and find that many. Oh, can you imagine? I mean, think about that. Think about the guys that are going to go around recovery facilities like Alano Clubs. And at meetings, and they're going to talk to people on coffee break. And as they're talking to people, they're going to see who looks like they're in danger of slipping. Hey, come with me.
Better yet, why don't we just gather up everybody we sponsor and just have them, and just have them say they're loaded.
No, you have to test dirty to get into the detox. That's the whole thing.
Shit, we all know how to test clean. We can find out how to test dirty, right?
No, I'm sure.
Testing dirty ain't hard.
You know what you can have them do? Everybody, eat a poppy seed muffin.
Yep.
Y'all test dirty for heroin.
Shoot, we got to know somebody who had like that funky cough syrup or something.
All you need to do is find one loaded guy, and instead of the people getting the pee, clean pee, we just give everyone dirty pee.
How we're sitting here trying to figure out how to make this work.
I could convince my sponsees that they have to follow a doctor's direction. So if a doctor writes you a script for medical marijuana, it's okay to smoke it. Then they test dirty.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right, you get on
We'll
that.
Have to rewrite the traditions, but it'll be okay.
Yeah. Okay, you get on that. Next story.
It's all in the way you
put it together. I can put a group conscience together that people will vote yes for that.
Fran sent the next story in. This Fran. Is a very important news. This is hot off the presses, and it is extreme. It is the utmost importance.
We'll be the judge of that.
Fran said, I'm your favorite fantasy in a post. And I said, can you live this fantasy life?
Fresh for fantasy.
Okay. Shut up. Now, in the 90s, this is for people who were teenagers in the 90s.
Why did I get a picture of Ricardo Montalban and Herbie Villages?
And everybody knew that you had to pick a side. Were you Backstreet Boys, or were you NSYNC?
I was Motley Crue, I think.
I was
just
still doing George
metal.
Thurgood at that point.
We didn't get to play in that game.
No, we didn't.
That wasn't
However,
my sandbox.
Now, the fight is over. There are no more sides. Because it turns out that the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC were actually BFFs the whole time. And it was their management team that created the schism. In fact, they are such good friends. They are now in production on a zombie movie together. It's a movie about boy banders. I'm quoting Nick here. Boy banders, people from the late 90s, fighting zombies in a post-apocalyptic world. Yeah.
That is the dumbest thing ever.
I'm just saying.
And you know who will not
This
be
comes
part?
From the guy who you watches know, Ghost Hunters.
Do you know yes. who will not be part of that? I'll bet my bottom
Justin
dollar.
Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake will not. You know why? Because he's the only one of all those guys that has a career.
I'm going to protect the brand.
But Nick has some kind of career. He like did some kind of shows. He hosted some shows or something.
I have no idea because honestly, I barely know who Timberlake is, so...
I don't know. Well, see, I don't know how that's possible. I mean,
I don't really pay attention to that stuff.
He's in all kinds of
stuff.
Yeah,
he was on Saturday Night Live. I mean, I saw him on Saturday Night Live. He's a what?
He's funny as hell on Saturday Night Live. I mean, he's like one of those guys that, you know, back in the day, probably banged Britney Spears.
He did.
Yeah, so already my hero. I mean, back when Britney Spears was hot, not bald.
They all banged
Britney
Spears.
Freaking out.
Maybe he banged Christina Aguilera. Oh, yeah, everybody did that.
Actually,
so.
Yeah, well, that's... Yeah.
You know who I was thinking about should be in a movie? And it would be good. It would be like, who should be in a movie? It would be funny because it would be a sort of like... it would almost be like a Pee-wee's Big Adventure thing would be Tosh. That would be freaking hilarious.
Well, Pee-wee just released...
Pee-wee's Holiday or whatever. I know.
Which, to be honest with you, I'm watching this trailer for it. It was for Netflix. I thought it looked hilarious.
I know, but I mean, can't. I'm not going to be able to watch it.
It's kind of hilarious. I mean, it's going to be stupid and it's going to be dumb. But
I am not going to be able to watch it because I will continually have this mental picture of Paul Rubens in a dark movie theater with sticky floors. I just won't be able to do it.
In the trailer, he's like driving down the street in like this little pedal car or something, and he looks over and goes, "Hey, kids," and I'm like, "Yeah, hi, kids."
Want to go to Subway?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yikes. Direct your mail to Mark.
Yikes.
All right, moving on to South Euclid, Ohio. Elizabeth sent these stories in there, too. Apparently, South Euclid is hopping this week.
South Euclid's hopping in this area, too.
Yes.
Gone off a Holt.
74-year-old man was... The names are not actually in the stories. 74-year-old man was arrested for operating a vehicle while impaired.
Who was he paired with?
Impaired.
Oh, impaired. Never mind.
He rear-ended another vehicle in the drive-through lane at the Panda Express.
Okay.
The driver that he ran into...
Wait. Panda Express has a drive-through lane?
Apparently they do.
I've never seen a Panda Express either. With a drive-through.
Well, apparently in Ohio they do.
Okay.
And apparently I'm going to say the word apparently
I thought I'd
a lot
seen every
tonight.
Drive-through there was. There's a drive-through daiquiri place in New Orleans.
He was trying to accelerate... because he wanted to close the gap between the cars because he thought somebody was going to try and get in ahead of him. You know, they were already past the little squawky box that mangles your order.
Well,
so
that would screw up. That would screw up everything for an hour.
Yeah, so he thought somebody was trying to cut in front of him. He was clearly impaired, and when they gave him the sobriety test, they asked him to recite the alphabet, and he said he could not do that because he was unfamiliar with it.
I get it.
Yeah, so... You know.
We got pulled over for a drunk driving in Oregon one time. Cop, state trooper tells Tom and I, or Bill and I, to get out of the car. And he says, can you recite the alphabet? And we both look at each other, and we're pledging this fraternity.
Oh,
we're
here
like,
we go.
Yeah. Alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon, zeta, eta, theta, iota, kappa, lambda, mu, nu, xi, omicron, pi, sigma, tau, upsilon, pi, chi, psi, omega. And he looks at me and goes, the hell was that? And we go, the Greek alphabet. And he goes, well, shit, if you can do the Greek alphabet, I guess you're okay. I'm like, dude, we used to practice Greek alphabet while drinking. Yeah, we're going in a line, not letting the keg ever stop flowing. Yeah. You know?
Okay, and this is what I thought was one of the saddest stories that I've read this week, also in South Euclid, Ohio. A 23-year-old woman was arrested for theft at Walmart. She was suspected of stealing jewelry, cosmetics, and several pairs of jeans. The total tab for her little jaunt there was $77.03 because, you know, it was Walmart. And I thought, how sad is that you are going to get arrested and you're going to get charged for a theft at a Walmart? It was only $77. If you're going to do something like that, at least do it big.
Shelly?
What?
What was the saddest thing we've ever seen at Walmart?
Oh, the wedding rings.
Wedding sets, $7.88.
No, that was the cheap one. And then it went up to $10.98. And then the big expensive one, if you really want to impress the girl, was $12.98.
Yes. And I'm thinking...
And it was at the checkout
stand. Is that? If you worked at Wetzel's Pretzels, you were laughing at that. I mean, it's like... And I know that, you know, Walmart doesn't pay a living wage, which, trust me, I never remembered that Walmart was supposed to pay a living wage. I thought that was the job you got right out of high school, you know.
Well, a lot of people that work there aren't out of high school.
Well,
that's true. They're not out of high school yet.
That's not Walmart's fault. You know, it's like Carl's Jr. If you go to work at Carl's Jr. or Hardee's or wherever you happen to be in the country or a McDonald's, when you're going to work on the fry machine – I don't think this is a job that's supposed to support you having an apartment and children. I really don't. I think that's your entry-level
career doesn't
job.
Come to mind.
No, but because if you want a career at Walmart, you become like an assistant manager and then a manager or something. Right?
I guess. I don't know. I failed the Walmart entry test, so I don't know.
That's because they said you're overqualified.
So my sister's retiring this year as a special ed teacher.
Yeah.
And she said she was really impressed because she finally had a parent who understood her child. She says, because most parents think their kids are like, she goes, these kids are like severely special ed kids. These kids belong in the special ed class they're in.
Yeah.
And one of the mothers said, I'm hoping my son will grow up to be a greeter at Walmart.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's sad.
That's much sadder than the $77 theft at Walmart. You
know, and then my sister's next line was, that's something for him to shoot for.
Oh, that's terrible. You know. Yeah. My stepdad got fired. He was a greeter at Walmart, and he got fired.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, Jerry probably told him exactly what he thought.
No, because, you know, Jerry, he had a few strokes, and he can't remember people's names, so he was greeting people with, hey, motherfucker!
Oh, yeah. He used that term for everybody.
Yes.
Like, I go back there to visit him, and I don't even know if he had had the stroke then.
Yes,
he
had.
I go back there to visit him, and he's like, hey, what's up, motherfucker? And I'm like, I look at Shelly, I'm like... The hell's up with him?
He likes you.
He does. All the people he loves, he calls them mother. Me too. I mean, everybody.
He came down here, dropped off a bunch of stuff, left a bottle of whiskey.
Yes, he did.
In case we wanted it.
In case you want it.
And the funny thing was, we forgot it was there it was sitting on the kitchen counter for like, no, you're thinking of the other one. We bought him a bottle of Jim Beam for Christmas one year, and he forgot it, and then our kids stole it.
Yeah.
You're thinking that the smaller one, not the fifth.
Yes.
And he left it. It was Johnny Walker. He left it sitting on the counter.
12-year Johnny Walker, too.
And it was there for like 3 weeks. And we just kept walking past it. Didn't even really notice that it was there until all of a sudden I went, maybe we should put this away.
Yeah, Shelly's idea of putting it away, though, is opening it and putting it in a glass first.
No.
Maybe we should put this away.
Actually, you know what we did? I think we gave it to your mom's friends, Marilyn Wayne.
Okay.
So.
Sure, we'll go with that.
Yeah. Anyway, next.
Alcohol low on my list of things I want to do.
This is taking way too long. Shush. Okay, so I can talk. This story was sent in by Elizabeth.
Now, here's how it should be.
Yes.
Who sent this?
Elizabeth.
Okay.
This was in.
Someplace.
Someplace named Heber City. I don't know.
Heber City.
It was back east somewhere, maybe. I don't know. Okay. Jersey? Two people were arrested for...
You're starting to channel my mother. Will you please just tell the story?
Two people arrested for multiple drug charges. A family woke up one morning, and the father went out to take the garbage outside. And this is what made me laugh about this story. They called the police because they spotted a suspicious car in their driveway. You don't know, spotting a suspicious car is like you see something down the street. You call the cops and say, there's some jerks in my driveway. I mean, you see them. This isn't like you spot, oh, my goodness, I think there's a car in the driveway. I thought that was very fuzzy writing.
You don't know.
Anyway.
Could be a big spread.
Russell Sweat, 41 years old, and Tabitha Mello, 30 years old, were passed out in the car amidst a plethora of drugs and paraphernalia.
See, why did I never run into people like that? When I was a dope fiend, it's like I never walked up, here's a car full of drugs and two passed out people. Great, I'll bet their wallets are here too.
Well, there were probably a lot more drugs before the homeowner called the police.
That's true.
Yeah.
The cops are like, we found 3 ounces, and the people that found the car before the cops said, well, we thought there was 5 ounces, and the people that were in the car go, there was 7 ounces.
Yeah. Everybody got a couple.
Yeah.
So I think that this is what they call what they're calling a Robert Downey Jr.
Uh-huh.
You pass out somewhere you don't belong, but you think you belong there, and then you wake up, and yeah.
Yeah.
Bill sent this story in. In Seattle, scientists have discovered that the salmon that we eat, needs to go to rehab. The salmon was chock full of drugs like cocaine, Advil, Prozac, Lipitor, Benadryl.
Where is this at?
The Puget Sound.
Oh, that's because of stuff getting dumped in
the sound. There was a cocktail of 81 different drugs in the flesh of this salmon.
I saw a video that my friend who lives up in Puget Sound, and he is a scuba diver. You know, you see those things and they say, don't put stuff in the drain because it ends up.
Yeah.
In the... Well, Puget Sound is really, 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 really clear water.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really obvious where these drains are going in. And there's like, they have this video of the water where like just stuff. It looks like clouds of just black vapor coming out of these and all kinds of stuff. So it doesn't surprise me that they're finding.
They also found Aleve, Flonase, Paxil, Tylenol, Tagamet, Valium, Zoloft, Darvon, Oxycontin, caffeine, nicotine, fungicides, antiseptic, anticoagulant, Cipro, and antibiotics galore.
These are the healthiest and sickest fish available.
Yes.
They're jacked up on cocaine, Oxycontin, and antibiotics.
And they're really, really happy.
Well,
they are violently happy.
You know,
they got a long swim upstream.
Yeah,
though.
People always used to see those things, the salmon like vaulting up over the dam thing. It's like, you wonder how they got the energy for that? I can tell you now.
Salmon explained.
Yeah.
And finally, Fran sent this one in. Samuel Alicia, 35 years old, in Lakeland,
Florida.
Thank you. Was arrested on drug charges. They didn't have to go far to arrest him because he discovered that possibly the worst place to shoot heroin in the entire world is the bathroom at the police department.
Not necessarily
so.
And they wouldn't have even caught him if he hadn't, whatever he was shooting knocked him completely out, and the
heroin
desk officer heard a
thump,
grunt and a large thump, and they went in and found him sprawled on the floor.
I got arrested in the fine city of Glendora once. And when I was in the holding cell, they're taking all the stuff out of my wallet and looking at everything. And the guy holds up my license, and the guy in the cell next to me like whacks me with his elbow. And I look, and there's a baggie of speed stuck to the back of the license. And the guy's holding it up, and it doesn't fall off. And he puts it back on the stack of all the crap that was there, sticks it all back in the wallet. And they asked me why I had syringe and all this stuff with me. And I said, well, I'm a diabetic. I go, you'll notice there's insulin and stuff there too. I go, as a matter of fact, and this is how I got out of jail, I said, I really need to take a shot right now. I really do. And if you guys hold me and then send me to county, you go, I'm going to be in some serious effing trouble. So they wrote me out. They let me go.
And
I
you had
immediately
speed.
Asked if I could use the restroom. And I went in and slammed my speed.
Breaking the law.
Oh, well.
And that, my excellent friends, is the end of the boozy news.
Looking for a new mattress? Not sure where to go or how to start? Want to make sure you get the best mattress for your money and one that will give you years of sleeping pleasure? There's only one answer, and that is Dreamland Discount Mattress in Covina. At Dreamland, Bruce and his dedicated team will ensure that you find the right mattress at the right price that will give you years of sleeping comfort. Dreamland Discount Mattress offers a wide range of options, styles, and choices, all at up to 80% off. Want to hear what many of their customers are saying about them? Check them out on Yelp to learn why you should become a satisfied customer of Dreamland Discount Mattress 2. Go by and visit them at 1007 North Azusa Avenue in Covina, or give them a call at 626-331-8044. And remember, at Dreamland Discount Mattress, prices are always up to 80% off.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
We're back.
Welcome back.
Your dreams were good. Take it out. Welcome back. See, Sonny doesn't know what that is.
Oh, yes, I do.
He knows what it is. Shelly won't.
Shelly won't play.
Shelly won't play the game.
I am so sick of that song. Yeah, you can stop. Sonny's over here singing it. Sonny hates me too. I only have one friend.
We posted a thing about it online that Shelly doesn't want to do it. And everyone's like, well, we think Shelly should sing it.
Carol was my friend. Carol said no.
Carol was your friend that said no.
Yes.
And then she quit listening.
Oh, we got two little bits of business real quick. Shelly.
Yes.
You have a book.
Shelly Burnett Updated Her Status, available on Amazon as an ebook. You can also get the free Amazon Reading app, so you can read on any device. Go get it.
And we also have, which we don't really talk about, but we should, Terminally Unique Apparel at terminallyuniqueapparel.com. Right now there are Sons of Anonymity hoodies and tees available.
And retired carpet farmer
tees. There are retired carpet farmer tees available. And soon there will be our Recovery Lynchburg, Tennessee, sort of
parody,
a la Jack Daniels parody shirts available.
And also, as soon as we can get a decent picture of it, we are going to, for listeners who would like to have a t-shirt from the very first Recovery 101 get-together in Vegas, we have a very limited number and sizing on that left over, and we were just going to blow them out rock bottom sale.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And apparently our friend James brought over a giant thing of T-shirts.
T-shirts of questionable morality.
Yeah, they're not really recovery shirts, but we'll probably throw them up there too. If I know James, though, there's probably some pretty funny stuff there. But we'll let you know about that. So, Mark.
Do we have an update on the Recovery 101 convention?
Yes, what's happening, Shelly?
I don't know. Why do you keep asking me?
Because you're the one that goes to the group all the time.
Yeah.
And you have interaction daily with all these guys. Who's doing what?
You're the one. Mark was the one who knew the guy at the plaza.
Hey. Yeah, but he needs dates and stuff before he can do that.
Okay, I'll get a hold of Fran, because this whole thing is dependent on Fran's football schedule, as it always is.
Because she's quarterbacking this year,
is.
For the Tennessee Titans.
Which is an upgrade for them.
No, she has to make sure everybody's safe. That's her job. But we can't have any kind of get-together. You guys keep calling it a convention. It's a get-together. It was fun. We had, what did we have, 20 at the last one?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah, and it was fun. And I want to do it on Fremont Street this time, because
Fremont Street
is fantastic.
If you're not familiar with Fremont Street,
it's like the Santa Monica pier.
In Vegas. In Vegas, lore, Fremont Street's kind of really low budget. However, it is the Venice Beach of the
desert.
That's
what I meant, yeah.
Venice Beach of the desert. It's like,
They've dressed it up a bit.
Yeah. And it's so much fun. I loved it when we were there.
If you like to watch people, and not just like glorious, Vegas-y style people, this is where...
Could we start our junkie hunter business there?
You could.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, this is where the kind of dregs of Vegas hang out, but I like it.
I would take some, if you're going to do the junkie hunter thing and you're going to put them in your car, I would put some newspapers or something down, because half of them are naked, so,
And a rope.
All right, so Mark.
Yeah.
We have a topic from your Friday night meeting.
We do.
Yeah, tell us how that came up and what it is.
I guess it's going to be, Crosstalk Revisited?
Oh, yes.
I was,
Crosstalk Revisited.
I was at a meeting and the speaker was very interesting, but he started going on about a couple things that were probably misguiding to the group as far as his opinion about he smoked coke and he was a smoker and he was a pipe guy, and that was really his concern, and alcohol was never a problem for him.
Yeah, that's okay
to be in this program if alcohol is not a problem for you.
I would have cross-talked. I would have stepped right up to the plate, knocked it out of the park. What the fuck are you talking about? Well, we had that happen at Charter Oak. Our friend Guy, who runs the outpatient program, I had a guy that I was sponsoring that was working for the outpatient thing. And another guy I had just gotten as a brand new sponsee at the time, Greg, who has, I don't know how long he's got now, maybe 6 years. But Greg comes to me and he goes, hey, you know this guy Chuck? And I go, yeah, he's my sponsee.
Names.
I'm not saying any last names.
But you've already identified him. We're going to have to put edit in the show so I can take that out.
Well, we won't have to. He's been in recovery a long time now.
And you won't anyway.
Okay. But at the time, he was telling everyone it was completely okay to smoke weed. These are the people in aftercare.
It's fine.
Yeah, he's like, it's all right. It doesn't affect your alcohol recovery. You know, if you go to AA, you're still sober, which we've talked about many times, is actually
technically true.
So, okay, so Bruce, you said you'd have jumped in. How would you have handled it?
It was CA meeting, right?
Yes.
I would have, not silently, I would have said out pretty loud, you know, in order to be a CA member, you have to have the desire to stop all mind-altering chemicals, and alcohol would be one of those. That's probably what I would have thrown out.
Okay.
Now, this was a participation meeting.
No, this was a speaker meeting.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, so not a whole lot of time to interject.
Yeah.
I might have said, what happened to the all mind-altering chemicals?
Yeah.
Done the heckling thing?
You'd have heckled Jekyll?
I might have heckled. But is it a half-and-half meeting?
No.
Oh, yeah. Speaker speaks after, and it's after
the
break. Yeah, no, I would have had to do it right then.
Yeah.
I might have done it. I would have certainly cross-talked about it. Like, if I had newcomers near me, I would have said, yeah, don't forget. It's all mind-altering chemicals, regardless of what he said.
But he is the speaker.
Yes.
That doesn't mean he's God. Or that everything he says is right.
He's right.
But he had the mic.
Yeah. I don't need a mic. Yeah. I went and spoke
this
at that big
true.
Meeting, that big NA meeting, and their mic wasn't really working. And they're like, oh, get the mic to work. And I turned around the crowd. I'm like, can you guys hear me okay? Yeah. And everyone's like, oh, yeah. I'm like, I don't need a mic. Yeah. I don't need a mic. What was that song in the 80s? Voices carry. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, we know.
How about you, Shelley? Have you run into this before? This type of thing? You ran a lot of speaker meetings.
Oh, geez. The infamous Pitzer night. Oh, holy guacamole.
Oh,
I'm
please.
Supposed to be getting speakers. The general rule.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that night?
Oh, yeah.
That was hideous. The general rule is I'm supposed to get speakers that have 10 or more years of sobriety.
He did.
Correct. He did.
Just not continuous.
But
not in a
what
row.
I didn't know, you know, because I'm booking speakers 6 to 8 weeks in advance.
Right.
So I and he was recommended to me by another member of the group. Call this guy. He's a great speaker. You'll love him.
Yeah.
So I book him. 2 months later, he comes. He shows up. He looks good and everything. It becomes extremely clear within the first 3 minutes of his pitch that he relapsed 2 weeks prior.
Recently, yes. Recently.
And I was like,
yeah, 10 years when you booked him.
Holy crap. And I'm looking at, you know, at the time I have, because they railroaded me into this at 2 years, so I'm not exactly, and I was only the secretary of 2 other meetings at that point, and they were participation meetings, smaller things. And I look over at the treasurer and the GSR and the new literature person. I'm like, am I supposed to interject something or do something? And George was the treasurer at the time, and he just looked at me and shrugged and went, made the roll-on motion, like, just let it go. And he actually turned out to be a fairly good speaker.
Sure.
But you could see, I'm looking out, there's 125, 130 people listening to this guy, and they're all looking at him like,
Except for the 50 people that were in their first
For the people from prototypes and stuff.
Prototypes.
Yeah, they thought it was cool.
But that was, and I didn't say anything. The only time that I really will interject something in a meeting, and I'm getting a really bad reputation for this, is shouting out, no romancing it. in the middle of a meeting. If somebody's going too far.
I'm so proud.
And I've done it quite a few times at Thursday. I'm starting to get a bad reputation for it. Although we're getting some new people in at Thursday night now that don't know about that. And there hasn't been a lot of romancing lately. So.
No, because there's some time in that room now.
Yeah, and we're getting, and we've got speakers booked for a couple of months now everybody's got some decent sobriety under their belt.
That Mark and, is it Michael?
Michael.
Mark, Michael, I, and you are there. That's like 62 and 26 and 9. That's a lot of time. We got four people with 100 years in there.
Yeah, but I'm an idiot, so, you know, don't listen to me. Years.
Close.
Yeah.
Very, very close. So, did you say anything?
Nope.
You didn't?
No.
I'm so disappointed.
I was distracted.
What was her
there
name?
There was, I don't know her name. She was 6'2", came walking and carrying all her belongings, went into the restroom, and suddenly her drug-induced OCD kicked in. As she proceeded to clean not only every inch of the restroom during the meeting while talking to herself. And then she started cleaning the electrical, the metal pipes that you run electrical inside of?
Yes.
Yeah.
She started cleaning those along the wall all the way around the room.
Wow.
I was distracted.
You know, actually.
It was fascinating.
She's on meth.
Oh,
for sure.
That might not be a bad idea. We could get the 502 cleaned up pretty well if we hired a couple of meth addicts.
I turned around. Clinton was sitting with me. I turned around. I said, I need my truck detailed. Should I just walk around to it?
I had a friend once. I had a very good friend once. And you guys know his name was Dave. And Dave has passed on now. But Dave, one time in a meeting.
Are you talking about Shredder?
Yes.
Okay.
Had told me in a meeting one time that my daughter had texted me, said she was running late. She wasn't going to be home when she said. And I texted her back, and I said, well, thanks for letting me know. And I looked up while I was texting, and I looked at this guy, Dave, and he goes, that's when I knew you were controlling me with your phone. And he's schizophrenic, and I'm like, oh, my God. And he told a woman that he had moved in with, he said, why are you controlling me with your phone? And she goes, she doesn't know anything about him being schizophrenic, nothing. And she goes, look, motherfucker, if I could control you with my phone, you'd be detailing my car right now. Yeah. She goes, you'd be mowing the lawn, the dishes would be done, you'd be doing everything.
Okay, now I get the connection. I'm like, how does that connect? And then detailing car. Okay, yeah. I get it now. I was
you just gotta hang with him for a while.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
How about Shelley, what is the actual definition of crosstalking?
Because it goes on in meetings more than people think it does.
Yeah, the actual definition of crosstalking is when somebody shares and then you share to that person rather than in a general way. That's the actual definition of crosstalking.
Which happens a lot.
Which is sometimes okay because a lot of times people in their share will say, I need help on something. If those with more time can tell me. Or in the meeting, the traditions meeting, the 12 and 12 meeting. A lot of times they'll say, if you have a question about the tradition, because you with 30 days should not be sharing on tradition 12.
Or step eight.
Or step five or six. You know, you probably don't know anything about it. You can ask questions.
But that doesn't stop them.
No. But then people will answer that because they are. But how about the crosstalking where there's just the people, blah, 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 blah.
Just background noise.
In the middle of someone sharing or speaking.
But, and people think that, a lot of people think that that's actually what crosstalk is the background chatter that people have, you know.
Yes.
Sometimes that can be kind of instructive. Do you remember?
Or at least entertaining.
It was really entertaining. I think it was Monday night. I think it was right after. Maybe I still had the commitment then, the secretary commitment, and that guy in the back row stood up and clearly hammered and started talking about how wonderful we were and beautiful, and he swaying back and forth and he almost fell over. And I got crap because I didn't shut him down.
Everything is beautiful.
But he was really entertaining. I mean,
well, I've said this on the show before. I met this person, Dawn. And Dawn actually uses her first and last name when she shares this. I'm not going to use her last name, but right. she used to run the 12-step music fest down in Florida. And she was coming out here to the West Coast. We met her at the airport. I met James and Lee at a meeting called the Snake Pit. in Paramount, which is pretty aptly named. Yeah. And we go in there, and it's this NA meeting, and some guy is sharing, and there's these two chatty Cathys over on the side, blah, 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 blah. And Dawn calmly raises her hand. The guy calls on her next, and she stands up, and she looks over, and she goes, shut the fuck up! She goes, take that fucking crosstalk outside. People are dying in here. And these girls, man, their just eyes got big.
Plastered on the wall.
Immediately walked out of the room. And she's like, man, that just really drives me crazy.
Then another time
at another NA meeting, I was with Impact House. We went to the original NA meeting, which was in Studio City. It's not there anymore, but it used to be. And it's a candlelight meeting. And all through the meeting, you hear this chat in the back of the room. Chat. So a guy from Impact House with all of 35 days says, you know, I really hate when there's cross-talking and blah, 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 blah. So he finishes. And one of the offending guys in the back who's cross-talking raises his hand. My name's so-and-so, so-and-so. I've been coming to this meeting for 33 years. I've always cross-talked in this meeting. It's worked really well for me so far. So don't worry, I'll save a seat for you when you get back. And, you know, and turns out both the guys in the back have 30-plus years, and they just chat, you know, chat. And, you know, and I remember hearing that, and I was thinking, I know you got 30 years, and I know you've always done it. I don't know if it makes it right.
Yeah.
But then I've got 40 days, and you have 34 years.
Rude doesn't get okay just based on the amount of time you have.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I thought. But, you know, when you've got 45 days, who's going to go up and tell the guy with 34 years he's doing it wrong?
Well, that's like the guy who interrupted me when I was invited to speak and take a cake at an AA meeting. Because he didn't like that I identified as an addict alcoholic.
Oh, Shelly was there. I was sitting at a meeting. The CA meeting was in the cafeteria, and our friend Carrie was the chip girl. And does anybody else have a birthday? And this chick says, yes, I do.
Oh, that
for
night.
16 years.
Oh.
And I had like 17 years at the time or something. And I'm like, we didn't have a 16-year chip. I'm like, I got one. So I take my chip off. I give it to Carrie. The girl starts to share. I'm giving the chip to Carrie, and she says, you know, it's been 16 years since I did cocaine, and I hardly ever drink now. And I'm like, give me back the chip. Give me back my chip.
Well, when you're talking about cross-talking, though, actual cross-talking, I guess technically it is cross-talking, but sometimes I think it is vitally important if somebody shares something in a meeting, and they are literally, their heart is broken, they are just emotionally bleeding out, and they're sharing in a meeting, I think it's actually, if you have experienced something like that, I think it's important that you share your experience so that that person doesn't feel like they're alone. Because that feeling of, you know, bleeding out in a meeting.
But you share it to the room, not at the person.
Yes, but technically I would consider that cross-talking because you are actually sharing that because of what the other person shared.
Loophole,
yes, loophole. That's the loophole. It's like the progress, not perfection loophole.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I've been in meetings where people have, and they're just crying and there's total silence and it's extremely emotional. And when the next person that shares just goes on to la, 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 it almost creates a,
like it negates like their feelings.
Yeah. Like they're invalidated or something. It's almost like a disconnect.
I was in a meeting one time where they had the timer, you know, at 4 minutes, ding, ding. And at 5 minutes, you're done.
Yeah.
And this guy
Glendale?
No, out in Rancho. Out in Rancho Cucamonga. And this guy was sharing, and he had broken down into tears as he was sharing about something going on in his life. And
like,
you
ding,
saw
ding.
Half the room, right before 4 minutes, looked at the timer and went, shut it off. You know, because it's like, you know, because they're like, don't cut a guy off when he's, I mean, he was just like.
I used to go to a meeting out in Glendale called
The Gong Show. Yeah.
In The Gong Show, they had a xylophone. Yeah.
Ding,
and,
ding, ding.
And you'd get to 3 minutes, and they'd go ding, 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 ding. You get to 5 minutes, and if you're not done talking, there is a full-size Chinese gong up on the wall, and the guy stands up like, you know, like he's in the movie The Golden Child and starts banging it. And you can continue to try and share if you want.
Yeah. But he doesn't stop banging.
He will continue to bang. It's like bang, 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 bang.
That was a good meeting.
Finally, you just give up and sit down.
That was a good meeting.
Yeah, I like that. Now, what other types of crosstalking issues have we run into?
None, because this show's gone on too long.
Actually, it hasn't, but okay. How about, we talked about when people are speaking. And see, to me, any kind of crosstalk, even if it's not technically crosstalk, people chatting it up in the back when someone's speaking, I've heard speakers shut people down before.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I was at the Pacific Group one time, and they're very just so, you know. Like
anal?
Like, to a degree. And a guy was sharing up at the front, and he was speaking, and someone started chatting in the back, and this guy stopped speaking. And these people are still chatting. And it was almost like the way a comedian handles a heckler. He's like, the guy stops. He's like, listen, he goes, so really, is the recovery home really that bad? And suddenly the guy looks up and he goes, everyone can hear you, but it's really my time to speak. Can you go out to the parking lot? And these guys were mortified. It's like, they were just chatting, didn't even realize the guy had stopped talking.
Yeah.
Until he started commenting on what they were saying. And they just, you know, eyes as big as saucers are like, oh, shit. And they walked out.
I don't know if you were there that night. This is another Pitzer thing. When we had, and I forget the guy's name, it was speaking. And like the back, you know how big that room was. But like the back three or four rows, there was like constant low-grade noise for some reason that night. A bunch of people talking. And he moved his head away from the mic slightly and started speaking lower so the people in, like, the first five rows could hear, but nobody else could. And then somebody from the back said, we can't hear you. And he said, oh, you can't hear me? I didn't realize you were listening. Were you there that night?
I'm sure I was.
Oh, that got a lot of laughs.
I actually had someone chatting. Now that I think about it, I was speaking at the Claire Foundation down in Santa Monica. And there was some gal over to the side, chat, through like the entire meeting. At the end of the meeting, people come up and they do the thing where they shake her hand or whatever after. And she walks up to me, just spacey as all spacey can be, looking all over the place, says, my name's Carrie Fisher. And of course, she's, you know, come out about being, my name's Carrie Fisher. I was Princess Leia in Star Wars, and I'm like, and I'm looking at her, I'm like, yeah, I know. And this
when
girl,
come,
that,
when are you
this
coming
girl,
back?
This girl that I was there with, she goes, she's really new. I go, oh, I know. I heard her through the whole meeting. She goes, yeah, I know. She's not quite all here yet, but she's not there anymore. And I'm like, okay.
The ship should be docking soon.
Yeah,
tractor beam.
The Millennium Falcon will be here for you shortly.
Yeah,
that was the same meeting that. I had gone with this girl. I was dating her at the time, and she was the secretary of the meeting. And she says, so at coffee break, I saw you talking to Jan. And I'm like, I was talking to no chicks out there. She goes, no, you gave him a cigarette. And I'm like, the homeless guy by the trash can? She goes, yeah, it's Jan Michael Vincent. And I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, no. I go, no, that's not him. And she's like,
drugs take their toll.
Yeah. And I'm,
he's dead now.
That was the first time that I had seen someone who was really super, super, like, at one time, you know, all the chicks dug him and he was Airwolf and Big Wednesday and all these movies and everything. And he could have been a homeless guy down off of Spring Street in L.A. I mean, it was
beat up from the feet up,
looking.
Speaking of, I didn't put this on the Boozy News. The autopsy reports came back on Bobby Christina Brown.
She's still dead?
Yes.
Okay.
How long ago was that, by the way?
Ages ago. And she was in the hospital for a long time in a medically induced coma. Or maybe she was just in a coma. I don't know. But the toxicology reports were finally released, and it was, you know, partial drowning due to a
heroin
cocktail of drugs and alcohol.
How many
like
months ago do you think that was?
It was over a year.
It was over a year ago.
So in other words, she's got over a year clean and sober now. Too soon? I saw a thing the other day, and it was like, with some meme, and it's like, hey, congratulations, Whitney Houston, on 5 years clean and sober or something. I'm like, oh.
I don't know how many times I've been defending Amy Winehouse for a long time now. Her toxicology reports, she was clean. She died. She actually died from alcohol detox. She was trying to detox herself off of alcohol. That's what killed her. Why you can't detox off alcohol
said it
by yourself.
Many times on the show, more people die of alcoholic detox and drug overdose. And people, I think people think I'm kidding about that. Lots of people die.
She actually had no drugs in her system.
I know someone whose wife said they're going to detox them. I said, that's a bad idea. It's a really bad idea because you drink alcohol that way, you better have someone watching over you. Yeah. So, Shelley, what would your final words on Crosstalking Revisited be?
If you're not sure what's appropriate, consult your sponsor.
Ooh, the old standard.
Yeah, because I don't have any words of wisdom.
Well, that's pretty wisdom. Ask your sponsor. How about you, Mark? Epic pause.
I don't know, man. It's just...
sit down, you know, shut the
there's
fuck
just
up.
Times where it's appropriate and times where it's necessary to protect the newcomer.
My final words in that would be, take the cotton out of your ears and stick it in your mouth. Because especially if it's a speaker meeting or even if it's a participation meeting, you're there to listen to what other people are saying. And when it's your turn to share, you could put your hand up and share.
But wait, you're the guy who said you would chime in from the back.
Oh, no, I did.
I have the talking stick now.
I did.
Okay. So do as I say, not as I do.
Exactly.
Thank you, Pastor.
Well, especially in that one. Because you can't be telling... Because mine fit in with yours. What I did fit in with what yours said.
Yeah.
But I would say for the normal time, it's take the cotton out of your ears, stick it in your mouth. If someone's saying, don't be worried about alcohol in a meeting that clearly covers alcohol, that's tantamount to our friend talking about how great smoking crack was in the CA meeting.
Oh, don't get me started on that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Both of you guys couldn't wait to shut him down. Shelley?
Yes?
We have friends back east.
Still?
And friends in the Inland Empire as well.
You sure?
I'm sure.
Okay. Maybe. If you go to 12stepgazette.com and 12stepgazette.com/IE, you can read those fine publications online. You can also subscribe, and they will send the hard copies to you. You can ask them to send you copies to Strew about the facility of your choice. And I'm not sure if you can get franchise, whatever.
Don't know.
But you can inquire about that. Sure. The information is in the magazines.
And Mark, people listen to the show.
Not in the numbers that it seems like they should be.
It's a really big shoe.
So, yeah, I don't know. Hey, if anybody's having problems getting the show or listening to the show or getting on, let us know.
Yeah, we were number one the other day.
Okay, then somebody's listening.
We're like number 15 today, but we're number 15 overall, like number 15 in health or self-help or anything. Yeah.
But you also went to bed the night before. The reason why we dropped that night was because you'd gone to bed and you didn't ping because you had a high blood sugar.
Yeah, there's certain nights that I've
not
advertise the show.
You let people know we're out there. But anyway, however you listen to the show, we appreciate it. We ask that you go to our site at recovery101.net. That will redirect you to the Podomatic site, directly to the Podomatic site, where you can become a member of Podomatic. You can listen to the show. You can follow. You can like. You can leave comments. If you're leaving comments and you feel like leaving a topic suggestion, please leave it, and I'm sure we'll find some reason to beat it up. And add us to your playlist for all those wild party needs.
Yes, because nothing rocks a party more than a playlist of Recovery 101 shows. if you're Facebook friendly, it's super easy to join Podomatic. When you go there, if you try and comment or like or post or anything, it's going to say, hey, do you want to become a member? There will be a box that says, join with Facebook. If you do that and you're logged in with Facebook, it'll log you in like 1 second. And they don't spam you. They will send you one single email to any show that you follow every time they put up a new show. They don't post anything to your Facebook account or anything like that. If you are Facebook friendly, you can like the Recovery 101 radio show fan page. If you want to be secret about your recovery, you can join the secret group. Yeah, of course, you can't find the secret group. Because
it's a secret.
It's a secret group. But if you message us at the Recovery 101 radio show fan page, or you send an email, a message to Shelley Burnett or Bill Piper and probably other people as well, they will add you to the group.
Probably other people, but you're not going to tell them who those
names. Because it's a secret.
Because it's a secret.
Yeah.
Well, we know.
Stop playing with my mind.
So. Yes. Let's see. What else? Oh, we have an email address at recovery101radio@gmail.com. If you are a member of a sober band or you're a sober performer and you want us to lead you, use you as lead out music, you can send us a couple MP3s. You can send us a picture you would like to use as a clickable link. And then we need a location for the clickable link to go to. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101 rule 62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
We do not. And Shelley, who's the lead out music by?
Oh. The Evangenitals.
The Evangenitals. Everybody try and, I love that name. Everybody try and leave that better. Blah, 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 blah. Try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
Take care of you.